Welcome, everyone, to Shine Your Brilliance. I'm your host, Joan of Angels, and we have all sorts of interesting, exciting stuff about how to radiate light, how to be a radiant light being, how to shine your inner essence and what we call your brilliance. And I'm Joan of Angels, and that's what I've been teaching these days, is how to really stand up in your power, presence, and passion as you align your body, mind, heart, and soul. I'm here today with my amazing radiant friend, Victoria Reynolds, who many of you know as a radiant light being and oracle. And what are your new titles, Victoria?
Fearless Adventure Guide.
Right, the Fearless Adventure Guide. I have her with me today. We're going to really be talking about not only how to shine your brilliance, but how to what?
Well, one of the things I love about this Shine Your Brilliance is that all of us have a brilliant mind, whether we recognize it or not, we are all brilliant. And so it's about your brilliant mind, your brilliant heart, your brilliant purpose, and really owning the truth that all of us are a source of light on the planet. And that's what we came in for. So I think that's what we're talking about, right?
Yes, that is what we're talking about. You know why it's so funny to do this interview with Victoria? Because we've been traveling on and off for several years together, and we've already talked about this so often, but we came here to sit on the show. And I think the first thing we're doing is actually we are shining our brilliance almost without saying anything.
Obviously, we have a wobbly situation here. One of the things that we've been doing, because we've been traveling off and on, we're both digital nomads and we chose to be roomies for a while. It's the first roomie of the 1980s. Right. And we have so much fun and we lift each other up. We help each other shine brighter. We play in this world of imagination and in dance in the living room. And we have so much fun and remembering that life is intended to be joyful. And it says it right there in the Bible, but people don't know they actually have to go looking for it. And that spirituality and personal growth is supposed to be lighthearted and fun. And people make it so heavy. It's supposed to be light.
Okay.
So we're talking about that too, which is about like being more lighthearted, and that's also what that brilliance is that you're talking about. So right. we're here on the couch of our apartment. We're going to be leaving in a few weeks, and we wanted to share this space with you. That
we already taught them something: to shine your brilliance, you need to be lighthearted. Yeah. You actually need to almost make fun of yourself sometimes, not take yourself so seriously, for sure. And to really look for the joy in everything. I'm really, who would think sitting down with her on the couch would be hysterically funny? But in a way, for some reason today it is. And I think it's because we're really stepping. So let's talk about how do we shine our brilliance, okay? You share one tool that you use to shine your brilliance, and I'm going to share another. Besides laughter.
Yeah, and a lightheartedness, right?
Lighthearted.
How to approach everything. Lighten up.
Do not take it so seriously.
So one of the things I started saying in my 20s, when I just first discovered self-improvement and I started reading self-help books, and I went down this path that I didn't even know was a path of awakening back then, I started saying to myself, life is an adventure. Enjoy the ride. And some people would look at me and go, what are you talking about? And then other people would say, oh, that's such a great idea. So for me, that is how I've kept light over the years. And I didn't realize necessarily in my 20s that's what I was doing. But I have always seen life as an adventure. As an adventure of self-discovery, as an adventure of seeing the world. I've always had that. And I didn't call it fearlessness at the time because I wasn't fearless. But I always had a penchant for adventure. and for wanting, and so I always saw the world differently than other people. So for me, that's part of how I've been able to move through life and not get so bogged down in the, you know, I've been saying for years, human beings take being human way too seriously.
Right? No, it's true, because so many people are in survival, and that for so many people, the planet is not easy to maneuver. So of course they're more serious about it. But I think it's interesting. You have your way of doing it, and I have mine. I take all my clients up to the top of the mountain, which is directly below the peak, and there's a cave. And it's a Joan of Angels cafe. We're drinking chai tea. Seriously, chai tea with oat milk, guys. No, you can have whatever milk you want. But
that's our favorite.
But the point is that you're sitting up there and you're looking down at the traffic jam down below, which is the way I happen to see it. So I like to see if you have a clear path or if you're going in a roundabout and stuck in a roundabout. I mean, that's how I show people. And if you're stuck in a roundabout, how in the world do you get out of there? Yeah. What do you have to let go of so you can navigate safely?
I hear that.
Back on the planet. So you have your own way of sort of looking. You do it through film and through hearing people's stories.
Yeah.
Right? You do it by decoding what you're calling the master.
Oh, I haven't actually created it, but there's actually a new story formula that I'm calling the master's journey. It's a little bit, it's similar in some ways to the heroes and heroines journey, but the master's journey involves, it's a little bit more, well, the beginning is a little bit more traumatic. And those of us that came in to learn how to master the human experience, the opening scene tends to be a little bit more traumatic. The childhood tends to be a little more traumatic. And it's also about the ins and outs and ups and downs of this journey that we take as we're learning how to become masters of our own story and then become the teachers of that. So it's the story is a little bit different. The storyline's a little bit different for those who are here to be teachers than it is for those who are here to be heroes and heroines. So.
Well, right. But it's a way of looking at your life as if it's in a movie. And you know that if you see yourself as the main character of the movie, which all of you are, you're the main character in your own movie, you have your own consciousness, your thoughts create your own universe, then you can change that movie script. So you don't like what happened with your past, create a better father or a better mother. Put yourself in a family that loves you so much and empowers you and always is building you up. So you could create a story then, I'm thinking, about that.
Yeah.
And how you stood up and you twirled in your essence and you created a beautiful life for yourself. You can create that and play it in your mind. I'm trying to interpret what this is. You play it in your mind and it'll change your frequency, and it does.
Yeah, so it's not that you necessarily make up a new story. You can reframe your existing one. So it actually goes from being a pain story to a power story. It's as simple as reframing your story. But a lot of people get stuck in this happened to me and this happened to me and this happened to me and stuck in the victim story.
In the linear part of it.
Right, blah, 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 but blah, blah, you blah. Can actually go back and it's like, oh, here's the characters and the cast of my story. You can actually, if you change your perspective of the story, it's not like the story changes, but the story behind the story, the transformational story that occurs within every story, can actually change, even though the scene's still the same. So it's about seeing yourself and the characters in your story through new eyes.
Right. And so when you use new eyes, then, and you can clear away, I mean, literally, if you're watching this, do this, just shift your aura, get all the negativity that has been stuck on you. You know, I kind of like to use a cape image. Like if you work with a lot of people and you're carrying a lot of energy, just imagine that when you're going to work, you wear this cape, but when I do sessions, I'm wearing this cape, and then I unzip the cape, shake it off, and I hang it up. Literally, like I'm off of work. I get rid of all the, now people don't intentionally, you know, send negative energy around you or hang on your auric field. It just happens naturally sometimes when you're interacting with someone. So that's my method.
Yeah.
I just take off my cape, my superwoman, Joan of Angels. You guys are hearing all my stories because she's one of my besties. So now we're not doing a regular interview, if you've noticed. We're doing a combination of Joan style and Victoria style because she likes to do the conversation.
Yeah. And I mean, I like the conversations more than interviews because I think they're more interesting than ordinary interviews. And also, you know, people get to see us, our personality, who we are as.
Which is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Extraordinary.
Yeah, we have so much fun together.
My friend Victoria Reynolds. Last year, she unpinned from her house. I can give you a little backstory. So I helped coach her through selling her house. She put it all in storage. She went off to Egypt and Greece and London and the UK, spoke in all sorts of places and had the most extraordinary year by unpinning herself. Now, I'm not saying all of you need to leave your home, but shifting during these times, especially going into the new earth, is important. We are in new times. There is no normal anymore, right?
Well, there's a new kind of normal. It's whatever our normal is. So the normal that's been created for us is scary for other people. I don't know if you coached me through me leaving my house, Joan, if I recall.
No, but I did. I led the way.
Because she did it first. She was a great example of the willingness to let everything go.
I had done it the year before. So I was shining by example. I did.
But you did say it.
But I did sell your house. If you sell your house here,
where am I going to stay?
I did worry about it because worry is what keeps us from shining our brilliance.
Yes.
And so this worry. That's why I think we're laughing today, because we're seeing how worried we were when we both took a step to leave home, put everything in storage, become a digital nomad.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of courage to do that.
It really does. Yeah. It really does. And to stay balanced and to sort of continue with your focus and grow along the way. But I don't know about you, but it's been, for me, the most outrageous, expansive time of my life.
Absolutely. You know, when I did this last year, one of the things that I had, the awareness that was coming in was very much like when I left home when I was 17. So I left home when I was 17. I left everything behind me. I had no idea where I was going, who I'd be with. I was going out into this world with nothing except for the clothes on my back and a toothbrush and a teddy bear.
And I'd like to see a picture of that.
Yeah, all in brown paper bag. And so I was laughing. I was like, here I am doing this again, venturing out into the outer world with nothing but a suitcase. But this time, the difference was that I had tons of friends and I had money.
And she had a real suitcase.
And I had a real suitcase and not a brown paper bag. So
that makes a difference, yeah, right? And yeah. You have years of experience under your feet, and you have, first of all, you have a worldwide network of followers all around the world, yeah, who are always ready to put you up. I have noticed that.
And that has been fun. That's been part of the adventure of not knowing where I'm going, but we go back to shining the brilliance, right?
Right.
It's that there is a brilliance inside of us that knows everything's going to be okay. And it doesn't matter where we go or what we do, it's going to be okay. So I think what happens with a lot of people is as you were talking about worry, I had a whole download about worry just before I sold my house. And that download was, and I've heard this before, worrying is to wish for that thing you don't want.
Right. The more you worry, the more you create it as a thought form that
you actually create it. So the way that I saw it was that when we worry about something, we actually project it into a future that doesn't even exist yet. And by worrying it, we actually create the future we don't want. So some people
like call it a broken toe.
Well, and some people will say, well, worrying is praying for that thing you don't want. I don't really use the term prayer because it's a religious term, but it doesn't matter what you call it. It is projecting that thing you don't want out there to the universe. And it gets created because that's what we focus on.
It gets created almost as a literal thought form.
Yeah. So it gets created and it gets created in a future that doesn't exist. And then that actually becomes the future that we create. So I made it very, very clear 2 years ago that I wanted to live my life completely free of fear. And because I had made that commitment to myself, I had to be willing to let go of pretty much everything and live my life completely free of fear, which is interesting because people will ask me, where are you going to be next week? And my answer is, I don't know yet.
It's a new title of the show then, Shine Your Brilliance and Live Without Fear.
The Living Without Fear is my thing, right?
That's my focus. With the woman who teaches how to live without fear. Interesting. I'm teaching Shine Your Brilliance. You teach Live Without Fear. I want to say something about what you just said. So back in Portugal last summer, I was kayaking with my daughter. It was so wonderful. And I'm having lunch and I'm thinking, gosh, I just wish I could vacation instead of going back to work because I was working hard. It wasn't a vacation. It was like a working vacay, right? And I was really upset. I'm sitting at lunch going, oh, crap. I don't want to have to go back to work. And then a voice popped in and said, Joan, don't say that. Don't even think it. You know what happens when you put those thoughts out in the universe. Mm-hmm. So that was about 12:30. By 1:15, we were walking back to our beautiful Airbnb. And the thought came back in my head again as, crap, I don't want to have to go back to work. I mean, I've been kayaking all morning. Don't want to have to go back to work. And bam, I banged my toe into the sidewalk, and that was almost a year ago. It was last June, and I still have a broken toe.
Then you didn't go right back to work, did you?
Well, I realized that the other part of it was, I wish I could get off my feet for a
while. Oh, is that what you said? That makes a lot more sense.
I wish I could just take a break. Take a break. Well, my toe.
Oh, I do remember you saying that you wanted to take a break and
I wanted to take a break. And what did I do? I broke my toe. But the whole point is that these thoughts, the higher you evolve your consciousness, the faster your thoughts come into motion. So if you're thinking abundance, manifesting, materializing, prosperity, good things are going to happen. If you're sitting there going, God, I'm worried about A, B, and C, then don't be surprised if you get attacked by A, B, and C.
Yeah, or it shows up in your life somehow. I actually learned that clear back way back when, in the 1980s. And I had been saying to myself one day, this was during the recession in the late 80s. And I had started saying to myself one day, I was like, you know what? I don't want this job anymore. And the next day, I lost my job. So be really, really careful what you say.
Or if you're walking around going, you know, my boss is a pain in the neck. Guess who gets a pain in their neck? And then you wonder why you have neck pain. Yeah. All right. You know, all those words that we use, those implement those words. They keep you stuck in them. Thoughts are like, so the first thing I ever
thoughts
learned
are
about.
Things.
Yeah, thoughts are things. Mm-hmm. Period. So you are a walking being with all your things, which are thoughts actually hanging around you. And they affect your auric field. They affect your frequency.
And they create
lower thought forms all around you. So when I say I take off my coat and shake it, it's because I'm aware that those things settle on us and lower our own frequency. And I have a saying, you cannot take your luggage to heaven. You have heard me say that, right? You can't take your luggage.
I call it baggage. You can't drag your baggage into 5D. So you better leave it behind.
Right. So that's another way about shining your brilliance, though, or freeing your soul, is to unpin from all of those thought forms and energies you have been thinking about, usually unconscious, until you stop and hear yourself talk about it. Like people say, I'll kill you for it. Like they use these random words. It's like, really, you would kill for that? You would kill for a steak?
I know.
But you already killed the steak.
Wait, you already killed the cow. So.
Yeah. I kill for that. Or
like, I'd give anything for, really? That is how people get the I'd give anything for whatever it is how a lot of people end up in undesirable situations. So we do need to be really, really careful.
Yeah.
So when we think things, it puts a vibration out into the universe. When you speak it out loud, it energizes it. So be even more careful when you speak it out loud, when you're in conversation with someone, because that basically creates, it takes it out of thought form and puts it into physicality and energizes it. So we'd be really, really careful.
Right. So we've been having
fun. We can do that positively too, right?
Yes,
as we're talking about, one of our favorite words this year is materialization. So how can we use our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and conversations to materialize what we want? And that's really what we're talking about. That was one of our favorite words at the beginning of this year, is taking things off the manifestation list and actually materialize it.
Actually see it happen, see it implemented. So let's talk, we have just a few minutes left. So let's talk about what you have learned and what you're doing this year.
I have a really exciting year this year. So I have been really thinking about how can I best serve humanity? How can I best serve more people beyond just the preaching to the choir, so to speak? So what I've been working on, I've been working on some film projects. I have a beautiful film project coming called Birthing Humanity. There's some pretty big names in that within the spiritual community. I've been getting on bigger stages. I'm actually pitching some TED Talks right now. So I will be on a TEDx talk later this year. I am getting on bigger stages where I can teach this idea of confidence in conscious communication and conscious choice and take that message out into a bigger arena. So I've been on some mainstream TV shows.
I think that's great. There's nothing. Yeah. That is so amazing. I'm very proud of you for really breaking free and hitting mainstream television where some of you listeners might be right now.
Yeah. And really being able to take these ideas that the whole world needs to know. How powerful and so that's really been my focus, and shifting my focus more into helping other people see the adventure of life, and really owning that I have the ability to see people's future. I've known this for 10 years.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about this. Victoria has a unique gift, and I'm one of many people who are encouraging her to use it now. So everything she's about to tell you, I can vouch for. That is absolutely true. Tell us about your extraordinary gift of seeing people's future, of talking to their guides, their angels, their spiritual team, hearing the names of their new book or your new show or the exact direction you should go in with your career, with your life.
Yeah, so I started realizing about 15 years ago, because I could do this as a kid, but I was told to be afraid of it, so I shut it down. I started realizing about 15 years ago that I had the ability to see the future. So I was laughing and calling myself, I'm a prophetess, but I don't like using the word prophet because...
It's a little Mormon term.
No, it's not. It's a Bible term.
Oh, it is.
But the problem with the word prophet is that it tends to also be aligned with P-R-O-F-I-T. So...
Oh,
right.
Oh, a prophet.
And so
it's a profiteer.
I didn't use that term. Prophet. So I would, it's interesting because sometimes being a prophet, there's also some profiting that comes with it. So for the ancients, it was a person who had the ability to see the future. And then it got, now you have these ministers who proselytize and make money from it. And so a part of me was resistant to be able to say this. And so I don't want my ego to be the thing that steps out in front of my work. So I was calling myself a prognosticator for a while, and then nobody knows what that actually means, but I could tell the future. I tend to be 10, 15 years ahead. So a lot of the stuff that's happening on the planet right now, I've known about for years. I have it's written in my notebooks, but when the messages come in, I didn't quite know what they meant.
Right.
Where now I'm like, oh, that's what that meant. Oh, that's what that meant. So in collectively, I've been able to see the collective future for a long time. And that's what my book Recreating Earth is about the future of Earth.
And you can get her books on Amazon, and I highly recommend you get all of them.
Once you...
Oh, yeah, I have one that just published a couple of weeks ago, and that one I haven't even started promoting.
You don't
promoting.
Even have a company show with you. No. Okay, so...
So, but one of the things...
Like, if I want to know my future, what would I do?
So what I started to realize is I have the ability to see people's, other people's future, not just my own. And I'd start having sessions with people to help them negotiate their past and see their past with new eyes and reframe their pain stories. And then I started realizing that I had the ability to see other people's future and communicate with their higher self, their future self, their guides and guardians, their angelics, the elementals who work with them. So when I'm working with a client, I call in their entire team and I actually get visuals and I hear words and the names of the books, like I can actually see the cover of their books and what their books are about and or their YouTube channel or wherever it is that you decide to have your show. I can actually see all that. And I communicate with people's family members, which is
okay. There's a member of Joan's family that follows me around.
So I can't talk to you now, Joan. Dad's talking.
Yeah.
But that's not exactly how you do it in her
reading. No. And I actually do when my sessions close out, I do ask that that people's teams I end that communication because otherwise they're hanging. Like I have an entourage of clients, well, family members hanging around.
So that's why you have to use this cape.
Well, I don't use a cape. I have my own. I just communicate with them and I actually put a bubble of protection around myself. So they actually are not allowed in my field. Only when I call them in, then I can communicate with them and then I cut the communication and then they're not in my field anymore.
Is my dad not listening to you?
No, because he's not allowed to. It's only when I ask for something.
Got it. Okay.
And the other thing I had to learn over the years is to not get into people's fields unless they ask for it. That's kind of like an invasion of privacy. So for example, someone asked me, like the studio was on a couple of days ago. So she said, so can you read my mind? And I said, no, I set very clear parameters. I am not allowed into people's heads unless they ask me. So I've learned over the years how to put this bubble around myself and this unified field that I create with my clients so that only the information, only their highest divine truth is allowed us to enter. And anything that is not aligned with the truth isn't allowed to enter the communication. And then when the communication is finished, the communication is finished.
You're very good at it. So tell us what you're offering. Like, let my audience know how they can shine their brilliance with Victoria Reynolds, who would help them A, B, and C.
Well, a variety of things. So I'm starting a new adventures explorers club. I'm starting a new club for people who want to go on adventures with me, exploring their inner and outer world. So we're going to be doing some traveling together. You can spend some time with me and we'll go whatever location I happen to be filming and exploring. You can come and explore with me. This adventures club also includes some of the programs I've done over the years. It's going to be included in the club itself. So you get access to my previous programs that I've recorded and making available for you that's included in the club. And in this club, it's a private club and it's a private international online club. And in this club, we also talk about how to be a digital nomad. We talk about tips and tricks of being nomadic. We talk about, we share each other's adventure stories. I talk about the places I've been. We talk about inner adventures as well, because one of the best ways to see your life as an adventure of discovery is also through discovering the world, because every time we go someplace, we learn something new about ourselves. So that's part of what I'm offering now is this adventures club. And then if you're part of the club, you get invited as a bonus to a retreat in Acapulco. And Joan and I were there a few weeks ago. This place is amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Amazing. Absolutely. Do anything you can, guys, to be there. For sure. Okay.
So and then I do the private consulting as well for people who want to take a dive into their own personal adventures.
Got it. Well, I've lost your website right now, but you all know it, victoriareynolds.com.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. I suggest you reach out to her to have one of those special sessions. And she's even opening up her calendar to offer you all day or all weekend. So just so you know, it is very special. And if you have a project you want to really see from the beginning, middle, and end and launch, then she's your
guide.
She's your guide.
I'm your travel guide.
She's your travel guide, inner and outer.
Yeah.
And that's one way to shine your brilliance. So shine your brilliance with my dear friend, Victoria Reynolds. All right, guys, we've had a lot of fun. I feel like I'm shining very brightly. I appreciate Victoria so much.
We're going to miss each other when we're together.
Hopefully she'll wake up and go, I got to live with Joan again. Yes. Well, because for us, it's a brilliant collaboration that we work together with. So I just want everyone to know I'm Joan of Angels. This was Victoria Reynolds. I'm also here as a guide to help you remember your purpose here on the planet and to step into your personal gifts and to start learning how to master them, especially working with your different soul aspects. So we'll talk about that next time. Reach out to Victoria, reach out to me, and have a beautiful, magnificent day today. And shine your light, shine your brilliance, my friends.